Randy Cohen joins us now to react to something Barack Obama said in response to the escalating swine flu story last Wednesday. Of course, we were all concerned that it was spreading around the world.
Keep your hands washed. Cover your mouth when you cough. Stay home from work if you're sick, and keep your children home from school if they're sick.
Now, this week, the swine flu is still an issue. We're not maybe as concerned about it as last Wednesday when Barack Obama spoke there at that news conference. Randy Cohen, ethicist and columnist for the New York Times. Have you washed your hands yet this morning, Randy?
I have, John. I'm wearing my protective rubber suit, but I still washed anyway.
That's great, protective rubber suit. We'd love to put a picture of that on our website. Randy, can you help us out there?
As long as you don't put my head on the body of an animal, you can post whatever you want.
Excellent. And ethically speaking, what is the requirement to change your behavior, your travel plans, work schedule to accommodate this notion that we all need to prevent the spread of flu?
Anytime your actions might do harm to another person, you have an ethical obligation to act. And so if you have reason to believe you're going to infect others, you do have to stay home from work or school or stay off trains.
So coughing without covering your mouth, that's an easy one, right?
Right. You should cough and cover your mouth. In fact, I'm coughing all I can.
And the washing your hands and making sure that, when you leave the restroom, that sort of thing, that's a really easy one.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that one is you both benefit others because you're less likely to pass an infectious disease or this infectious disease onto them, and you benefit yourself because you're less likely to contract the disease.
Randy, I really love your column, but I have to do a reality check.
I heard that butt. Oh, the butt.
Yes, the butt. The reality check on people staying home from work when they're sick is sometimes people will fire you. It may not be legal, but,
Well, you'd love my column even more if you'd start reading what I write, because I did note that in the column that if, as a community, we expect people to act in these virtuous ways, we have to make it possible. And you're quite right. Many people will be fired if they stay home from work, or they'll lose pay, especially low-wage workers who very much can't afford that.
So what do you do?
Guarantee paid sick days to people. If you do not, you cannot expect them to act in this way.
So it's only moral to stay home, it's only immoral to go to work if you have a paid sick day that you could be taking advantage of.
While you still have an ethical obligation to do this, that's what ethics dictates. But if the question is, well, how do we get people to behave virtuously? How do you get people to do the right thing? That's very much a community obligation. Hmm. People won't do it unless you make it possible. But if you do, it's amazing how well people will respond.
You know, Randy, I think you were bullying my co-host Farai there for a moment. I don't know what you thought, but
I thought if she says, but you left something out, and I didn't. That's not bullying. That's correcting.
I think it's fair.
All right.
I think it's.
Let's take a more complicated one. And Farai and I were talking about this earlier this morning. What about vaccinations? If you have a problem with the idea of vaccinating your child, even though society might dictate that keeping people from getting diseases that might result in infecting, say, pregnant mothers with measles, which could result in birth defects, what is your obligation to get your children vaccinated, independent of the law?
The medical evidence for vaccination is so overwhelmingly in favor of it that I believe you have a moral obligation to do it, and that when it comes time to making decisions that very much rely on profound, detailed professional knowledge, some deference is necessary to medical professionals. It's not that they're always right, but they're right a lot more than the internet is right. So that I believe you have an obligation to get your children vaccinated so they don't harm others. The other piece of this is if you believe that vaccination is in fact dangerous, then you're a parasite. Then you are protecting your children through herd immunity by having other kids take the risk. Either way, you're wrong. You're morally wrong.
Here's the hardest one, though. If you have relatives coming over and you may, for like a family dinner or something, and you may have reason to believe that Aunt Mabel is coughing up a storm, but she's going to come anyway because she just loves to see those kids, how do you tell her to stay home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's socially often very, very awkward to get people to do the right thing. That's why I just turn off all the lights and lock the doors and pretend I'm not home. I mean, you're right.
That's not going to work.
It's an impossible situation. If you're the people you close to you are unwilling to do the right thing, it can be very, very awkward to do it. I'm not the matter.
Help us through the awkward, okay? I'm Aunt Mabel, all right? You're Randy. What do you say?
If you have young children, you can always use your children.
I'm Aunt Mabel.
Oh, you're Aunt Mabel?
Call me up.
What are you wearing, Aunt Mabel?
Randy, you're always going there, and it's really troublesome for me. We want to stay on the air.
Well, you're an attractive man, John. All right. You have to be firm. You have to be firm and gentle. You have to tell Aunt Mabel that I love you. We're always delighted to see you, but we're very concerned about the kids coming down with the flu. You sound a little sick. Let's have a visit next Thursday.
Okay.
But not today.
Could you say the same thing if your kids weren't a crutch, if there were no kids and you still didn't want to get infected?
That's why you have children.
Yeah,
they're the special excuse for all occasions.
Tough stuff, but good advice. Good advice from Randy Cohen, ethicist and columnist for The New York Times. Thanks, Randy.